It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw called Pete Davidson after he found out about the disturbing post he made on Instagram, talking about how he was, you know, thinking about committing suicide. And this is the congressman that Pete Davidson famously mocked, who lost an eye in an IED blast while serving in Afghanistan. But the two buried the hatchet, and he even came on SNL, and they, like, worked it out and all that kind of stuff. So the congressman said he called him and talked to him personally on Sunday. He told him that everyone had a purpose in this world and that God put him here for a reason. He said it's your job to find that purpose, and you should live that way, which I thought was so awesome that he ended up reaching out to him after all that.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it. I mean, they came on the show and did that. You'd be like, okay, it's done. But right. He actually did that in a time of need. So that's a good gesture.
Not sure how I feel about this. Kim Kardashian is thinking about leaving Kanye West as he continues with his outbursts. Sources say the more crap Kanye talks, the more and more Kim feels unsafe. Allegedly, Kanye continues to throw Kim and her family into the fire, and she is constantly getting threats and harassment, and she's tired of it. She's starting to feel like divorce could be the only option. Team Kelly Clarkson's Chevelle Shepard was named season 15 winner of NBC's The Voice last night. Team Kelly has now won twice in a row. Team Blake Shelton's, I don't watch The Voice, so I don't know if it's Chris Crozet or Crozy. Not Chris Cross.
Oh, okay.
Chris K guy was named runner-up. Team Blake's Kirk J took third place, followed by 14-year-old Team Jennifer Hudson contestant Kennedy Holmes. Tuesday night show also featured performances from Halsey, Dierks Bentley, and John Legend. And if you're Making a Murderer fan, this is kind of interesting news. Stephen Avery's lawyer is hoping to breathe some new life into his case. A leading expert is willing to use a new form of DNA analysis on human bones found in the gravel pit next to Avery's Wisconsin property, which supposedly will prove Teresa Halbach's murder occurred there and bones were planted in Mr. Avery's burn pit to frame him. Kathleen Zellner filed a motion for the testing to take place, and she's hoping for a response from the court within a few days. She says there's a 99% chance the bones found in the gravel pit, previously considered too degraded for testing, belonged to Teresa Halbach. She said it would refute the state's entire theory that she was killed on the Avery property in Avery's garage and burned in that burn pit. That type of evidence, she says, reverses convictions. During an interview with OK Magazine, the attorney said someone else knows who committed this murder, and we are already getting tips about that. Just this week, we got a tip that was jaw-dropping.
I am almost done. I was watching, actually, an episode last night of
season two. Yeah.
And some people like it, some don't.
I didn't. I gave up on it.
Yeah, but I still find it so interesting just to see how it is, because obviously there's an angle to it, but it would be so crazy if we have another update in the garbage saying, hey, Stephen Avery's been released.
If we get one, I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Thank you, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, are people that do this more successful? Alex, what do you think? You know what it is.
No.
Really? It must be because you don't do this.
Well, I do it. Oh. But not because of my own free will. Well, I guess it is my free will, but I'd rather not.
Okay, we'll share that with you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.